I have a question for Director Dees, and it is in relation to the advertisement for any interest in from the municipalities of hosting a warming hub in their own communities. And so the question I have is just around the what services may be contemplated within those within that warming kind of space or hub, and whether or not there are going to be any health related services that will be offered as part of this model.
Great, thank you, and through you, Chair. So one of the intentions of 310 Division was it was a drop-in center, so there was the ability during working hours that clients could meet with those other wraparound supports. Looking at a location for overnight warming hubs likely would not entail that same extent of service that we would have seen at 310, where various organizations could have scheduled meetings with clients or provide drop-in services. So dependent on what the model looks like, where the location is, the extent that we could have additional wraparound and supports through an overnight warming hub is something we would have to consider. So currently, I would say it is a gap. We've really reverted back to what we would have done prior to 310, where we have clients that are self-referring for supports, or county is referring on their behalf through outreach and casework support, but something we could consider dependent on where the location is and what kind of services that we could have for an overnight shelter.
Thank you. And I just have a couple of follow-ups. First, has anybody been forthcoming in volunteering or providing space for such service? And secondly, going back to your comment about location, is transportation something that's going to be contemplated depending on where that location might be?
So in regards to the first question, I'll probably defer that to the CEO if she's heard, but I don't believe at this point in time there has been any interest from any lower tier municipalities. Sorry, what was the second question?
In terms of potential location, is transportation something that's even been contemplated at this stage, or is it too early to be thinking about that?
It is too early, depending on where the location is, and then the extent that travel would take place, because typically in the overnight shelter, individuals are coming for a period of time and then going back out, so they're not necessarily there overnight, so it could be somewhat of a bit of a revolving transportation, or clients, when they go to the warming hub, would be there for a more extended period of time. So I would say that's to be determined, dependent on the location.
Thank you. Councillor Claven.
So, Director Dees, you had mentioned that clients using warming hub would be in and out throughout the night. As that's part of what caused a lot of the chaos in Coburg, why would we be looking to set up a warming hub with in-and-out privileges again?
I think that's typically how clients want to use a shelter. They don't necessarily want to be there for the whole night. They could just be coming in for a period of time to warm up and not want to be there for the entire overnight period. So I think it's really dependent on the clientele and what their needs are and what their desires are. So I think all those things need to really be determined. And again, dependent on where this location could be in the county and the extent that it actually gets utilized, I think is the other thing to consider, because any of the clientele will have to do some form of transportation to get back and forth.
Follow-up, Councillor Claven.
Yeah, I'm happy to put it out there. If, one of these other very generous communities around Northumberland County finally decide to step up and provide that, I have no problem saying that as a Coburg mayor, we will find a way to provide transportation for any individuals in Coburg who'd like to go to the new warming room. And the second question I'd have is, Councillor Martin, after 2.5 years of listening from criticisms from yourself about Coburg not caring enough and not being concerned enough, I'm curious, why has Cramie Township not stepped up?
Councillor Martin, do you want to respond to that?
I'm not sure what you're asking or what you're commenting on.
Let me be a little more clear. For 2.5 years around the horseshoe, I have listened to constant attacks and criticisms from yourself about not caring enough for our most vulnerable and not being concerned enough for our most vulnerable. And here it is as an opportunity for Crammy Township to step up and provide those services to showcase just how caring and concerning you, your residents, and your town council are. And I'm curious as to why, since this opportunity has now presented itself, and I think we're into 2 or 3 months now, why Crammy Township hasn't volunteered themselves to be the center of the new warming hub.
I think you're deflecting. And any decision that is made at the county level comes to this horseshoe. And it is discussed and presentations are made. And sir, I haven't ever seen you at my council. I've never seen you attend, as I've attended your council meetings. I don't see where you would have any idea what we do for our population.
I'm going to just
let us just take it up a bit and keep it at the county level and keep it civil. And if you want to interpret how you think people's opinions are interpreted from your perspective, I assure you, you're quite wrong.
Just going to repeat
so
the question,
I'm just
Chair.
A just
sorry, point about
it. No, hang on a sec. Hang on a sec. I'm speaking now, and then I'm happy to turn it over to you. I think this is an item of discussion for a continuation at the Social Services Committee meeting. I do think that the call has been put out to each of the municipalities, and I do think it's an opportunity to talk about who's going to step up to that opportunity and where the gaps are and where the distribution of supports and services currently exist across the county. Now I'll turn it over to you, Councillor Cleveland.
To the CAO, when did the call go out to lower tiers to volunteer for their community to be the center of the new warming hub?
Through you, Chair, there's actually been 2 communications. I did correspond with the CAOs of each member municipality. That would have been back in June when the decision was made by County Council to close the warming hub at 310 Division. Since then, there's also been a broader public communication via social media to anyone, not just municipal property owners, but also if there are any private landlords that had a space that might be appropriate to see if they had something that was available that we could lease. This is not intended to be a free, it's not a gift. It is that the county would lease it. We've always leased our spaces previously, and that there would be compensation as well. So that has been out there, and we have not received a response from either inquiry yet.
So again, going back to that this is also interfacing with the Social Services Committee, I would nevertheless like to put forward a committee resolution, and that is that we ask each of the member municipalities to report back on their response to this call out at the next council meeting. Without, you know, really fancy wording around it, is just to actually ask for everybody to report back on how they're responding to this call out as respective communities. So can I get the clerk to put something very simple into a resolution for our consideration? Do you want to speak to this after it's on the table?
I was just going to ask while they're writing it out if I could ask a question. Yeah. Is your intention, Chair? So is the intention to receive a response, just a simple yes or no, meaning if the lower tiers are even open to the idea? I'm just trying to understand, what is this letter going to do, or is it just going to be summarily ignored like the requests that have already been sent out by our CAO twice?
Well, I think this is going directly to council members, so this is very, very specific, and yes, I think the spirit of it should be understood. So I'm going to read out the resolution: that the Community Health Committee receive the verbal update regarding wraparound health care services warming room for information, and further that the committee recommend that County Council request that each member municipality respond to the county's call out for the warming space. So I'm just going to add at the next council meeting. Okay, that's getting really late in the day. So I'm wondering if we can do anything procedurally that would allow us to be able to get some kind of update at the August meeting, because moving into September is already getting really close to the fall season. Okay, so the clerk is going to change the wording. So the revised resolution, the first part remains the same, that we are receiving the verbal update, and then we follow that by further that the committee recommend the county council direct staff to follow up with each member municipality regarding a response to the county's call out for a warming room space and to provide an update on the status at the August 13th, 2025 County Council meeting, and further that the committee recommend that County Council identify this item for separate discussion at the August 13th, 2025 County Council meeting. Can I get a mover and seconder? Moved by Councillor Cleveland, seconded by Councillor Martin. Any further discussion? All in favor? Thank you.